You're listening to Conversation Digest on WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM, your gateway to the weekend. Up in just a moment. WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM. We're your gateway to the weekend. Conversation Digest on 93.3 FM. Free people. Not anymore, we're not. Not in Obama's America. 93.3 FM. Gateway to the weekend. Even without us, there is a weekend, just not the same. Conversation Digest, the live stream is currently up. It was down for maybe a week. It's back up right now.
It is.
I'm Houtman.
I fixed it.
I'm the host. Kanuspi, what's going on this evening?
I don't know. A whole bunch of awesome is going on this week.
And, all right.
Or tonight.
We've got a huge program on the way. And it's here right now. And if you want to get a hold of us right now, the phone lines are open. 842-8390. Kanuspi, I'm talking to you. Don't interrupt me. I'll take the bring out the bamboo and start slapping you around with it.
Don't we wait a little bit before the phone lines open?
I feel like talking tonight.
Okay, that's good.
842-8390, extension 210. And the Ziffelman's not here. I have no idea where he's at tonight. I have no idea. 703 after the hour, 3 after the hour. We've got your feature, your grandiose feature that you love hearing about, what we saw on the way to the studio. We've also got a discussion about money. Money. Money's at a premium in America, the divided America. We're soaking the money up in the bad school systems in urban Wisconsin. Where that money's going to will disappoint you and amaze you all at once. And no Ziffelman's corner at 40 after the hour, because I told you a moment ago there is no Ziffelman. There is no Ziffelman tonight.
I wonder where he's at.
I have no idea. He's not here, that's all I know. Also, Dan Rather, is he a racist? Slight possibility. Headline news up in just a few moments. Also, Sean Penn, what he wants to have happen to his critics. It's not pretty, let me tell you. If you have a kid in the room, I'll announce when we're going to tell you what Sean Penn wants to have happen to his critics. That'll be in about probably 20 minutes. What he wants to have happen to his critics, not pretty, not for children. Little Willipop, my little mini schnauzer, if you're listening to your father on the air, I don't. She's not my kid, she's a dog, but kind of. She likes my voice. I don't want her hearing that nonsense either. That's up in just a few moments here. Right now, headline news. Busy week at the news center of Wausau.
Huge.
What do you want to talk about tonight? How about the bear biting off the lady's hand? First off, where do they go to hear us on the live stream, Kanuspi? It's been down for a week. Where do we tell them to go?
You can go to famousashray.com. There'll be a giant link right up there. It should open up your media player right away so you can listen. Also, I'd like to say I'm not doing the show by myself this week, so it might be good.
Yes. Well, that's why I'm here. Good Lord put me here for a reason. Let's put it this way. TGICD. Thank God it's Conversation Digest.
Oh, I thought you were going to do something else there.
No. Headline news, GazetteExtra.com. Woman loses finger. Which one was it?
The middle finger?
Maybe it's what she was saying to the bear via the finger. Maybe that's why the bear bit the finger off. It was what the lady was doing before the finger got bitten off that puzzles me just a bit. The fact that a bear would bite off a finger, that doesn't surprise me. These are killing machines. They're cute, they're cuddly to a certain extent, but you push them too far and they will bite. They will bite back. My little mini schnauzer, she'll bite. She'll bite playfully. A bear is not a domesticated animal. Just like this orca with the poor trainer that got slaughtered and mauled by that... That orca killed a trainer. This is a killing machine bear. Certain animals you cannot domesticate. Woman loses finger feeding zoo bear. Police say alcohol a factor. The bear was not the one drinking. Manitowoc, Wisconsin. whenever I hear about a story like this in Wisconsin, it just confirms my notion that maybe the winters are too long in Wisconsin. People start going crazy.
Let's drink alcohol and play with bears and get our fingers and
other things. Zoos and alcohol do not mix. Let's just talk about the woman at the zoo in Manitowoc. You know, it was shut down for the day after a bear bit off at least two of a woman's fingers. Police say the 47-year-old hand had gone past barriers and warning signs at the Lincoln Park Zoo and was apparently trying to feed two bears around 11:30 a.m. Friday.
Would you not hold the food in your hand, say, here, bear, eat it out of my hand, or kind of toss it?
Well, she was drunk, so she's not thinking rationally, but Captain Scott Luckterhand tells the Manitowoc Herald Times reporter a beat bit off her... See, this is bad writing.
Well, I blame Manitowoc.
Reporter a beat bit? You mean a bear bit? Unbelievable. GazetteExtra.com, you disappoint me for the last time. Won't be reading... They are on suspension for at least another month. Don't make me do to you what I've done with WasadillyHerald.com. Anywho, so then the bear bit off the thumb and the forefinger, while her middle and... Oh, it's back. Okay, in the middle and ring fingers were partially severed. The woman, who is identified as Tracy Weiler of Manitowoc, remains hospitalized. Her boyfriend tried to pry the bear's mouth off her hand. He also was bitten, but did not lose any fingers. Mayor Justin Nichols' office says alcohol was a factor with both adults. A three-year-old child with them was not harmed. And really, of course, after this, you have the bloggers or the people replying that are just, of course, using the puns. Free Radical says, I can't stop laughing right now. Bob, 1951, she was a Bear fan. Bear did not want her on the bandwagon. Former Viking fan.
Ruh-roh.
So how is this going to point the finger at of blame at anyone?
No one's going to be pointing fingers if they're losing them.
Well, I don't know that. I think people need to calm down with their puns. We've had this discussion before, having we, cannot speak about
mainly
puns.
Mainly directed at me.
Yes. 842-8390, extension 210. There was your headline news. News of the day. What we had seen on our way to the studio coming up in just a few moments. Also, some big news stories from around the world and around Wausau. Wausau, what do you want to talk about? If you want to hear some archived radio episodes of Conversation Digest, 842-8390, extension 210, and call us and let us know. If that makes any sense, I have no idea.
I don't know what you're trying to get there.
I had two promos mixed up in one.
Well, that's fine.
Go to famousashtray.com. I'm not a good advertiser for the stuff we try to do in America.
If you want to hear archived
If you want to hear archived radio episodes, go to famousashtray.com. That's where our program is archived at. There's some video projects on there, and a couple of them we've taken off because they didn't really promote what we're trying to sell. You try to sell what you are good at.
You know what you sell, and you sell what you know. That made sense, didn't it?
For the most part. So the lady was drunk before she started sticking her fingers in the cage. How drunk was she? Did they give her a field sobriety test? Put your finger to your nose, but then they realized the finger wasn't there anyway. Did we do a field sobriety test on this lady? The thought is possibly we should have, because if she's that loaded with the guy that is loaded as well, putting her hands in a cage with the bear.
Smart idea, lady.
Let's not have that child around. What do we have, Frank?
No, we're doing the...
Oh, on the way to the studio. All right, right now, on the way.
That one place called the Grand Canyon. It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
I guess it's bubble blowing season. What I saw on the way to the studio, there were a couple kids blowing bubbles in Wausau. The bubbles burst. Because it is Obama's America and the bubble is bursting. The dream is over. We can no longer rely on the Messiah, the chosen one, to fulfill our dreams. The bubbles were burst. But that has nothing to do with the kids blowing bubbles. I'm just trying to get out of the way what I need to get out of the way, which is me not talking about politics for a week. I was gone last week. But this week we're talking about what we saw on the way to the studio, those kids blowing the bubbles. It's too cold out there for bubbles, kids. If I was blowing bubbles as a child, I was doing that when I was about 70 degrees out.
And prancing around your yard?
What do you want to do outside when it's this cold out anyway? It's not cold. It's 40 degrees. It's 40.
Go back inside,
that is
maybe?
Way too cold. That I saw that on the way to the studio. Also, what I saw was some jerk on, what street was that? He was tailgating the guy. They had one of those MPH, the miles per hour measurers, one of the boxes with the digital numbers on there. And the gentleman in front of him was going 32 miles per hour, and he was tailgating the guy in front of him.
Yeah.
So 32 in a 25 MPH zone isn't fast enough for this jerk that is about 5 feet trailing behind the vehicle in front of him. You need several vehicle spaces between each vehicle.
Isn't it three, roughly?
Something like that. I would slam on the brakes, and I've done this before, and people have almost hit me. Also, what I saw on the way to the studio, I was at an unspecified location, the Westin Post Office yesterday. I just did it in the about face, and I'm waiting in the parking lot, and I didn't want to deal with the post office people, because it's another government-ran facility that is just a mess. And they treat you like a nobody anyway. You go in there and they treat you like that. But what I saw on the way to the studio, it was the day before I was on the way to the studio, but I saw one woman backing up in her vehicle, and she plowed into another vehicle. Mm. And I looked over, and the lady was berserk or something anyway. If you're listening, ma'am, call and explain what was going on in your mind, 842-8390, extension 210. Because what happened, lady, is you hit this car, and I looked at the people in the vehicle, and they were elderly. They didn't hear or feel the woman hitting their vehicle with her vehicle.
What the?
How do you not feel that? So they keep on going. She had driven back into her spot that she had just previously been trying to leave. And she goes back in because, oh dear me. She was older as well, I believe. At least she looked it from afar.
Ugh.
She thought, of course, we're going to exchange numbers. We will exchange phone numbers and information, insurance company names, this and that. But the older couple, they didn't know that someone had hit them. They left. And Leah came out. That's the significant female friend, girlfriend, whatever. And I just had this look of dread on my face. I told her I can't deal with humanity anymore. At the very least, when someone hits your car, you should realize it. But the lady, of course, I remember another part of something that happened on the way to the studio about a year ago.
Wow. How long is this going?
Well, I just, never mind. I won't even talk about that, but... See, if someone hits your car and you pull out, I kind of feel bad for the couple that if they have a dent or a scratch in their car, they don't even know about it. So what I saw on the way to the studio, what did you see on the way to the studio, Kanaspi?
Well, what I saw on the way to the studio, we took a different route this time, and we went past a fast food restaurant.
Yes.
And I glanced over, and I saw this guy. It looked like he had a hamburger, cheeseburger, whatever, a little package thing. He threw it back in the window at the people. I can only assume it wasn't the right thing, and it must have been his third or fourth time, but wow.
So he asked for, like, horseradish sauce and got ketchup or something to that
effect.
Well,
I can only assume that's what happened.
We have no idea what was going on there.
What's that?
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to.
Two things playing. What we saw on the way to the studio, each and every Friday at 12 after the hour. What we saw on the way to the studio...
Yeah,
842-8390, extension 210. Woman loses finger, that was headline news, and it was to a bear. And we've been having these animal attacks as of late. And what we aren't understanding about animals is that you can take them from the wild, but you can't take the wild out of them.
Oh.
Do we understand this about the orcas and the bears and the giraffes? Just because we put them in a cage... I'm not saying we don't need to know more about animals. We need to know more about them, understand them. Where are they coming from? PETA goes overboard with the protection of them. Bob Barker, he's a moron.
Ugh, Bob Barker.
But maybe we ought to give the animals more freedom. Let's not lock them up and expect them to be okay with some moron riding on their back for the majority of their life. I don't like the idea of that.
Just like an elephant going berserk at a circus.
It happens for a reason. And, of course, they're beaten down and they're belittled. They eat chum out of a bucket. What's good about that? What do they have to look forward to? I woke up today
more
and
chum,
I realized,
maybe.
Look, my employment situation is lousy. I have virtually no money. We're in the middle of an Obama repression. But these poor orcas, these poor bears, and they're They're cruel here because they're attacking humans. Don't get me wrong. Come on, Leah.
What is going on?
Hold on. Do you want to keep on talking?
Does she really want to be in the air?
Leah? Did you want to be on the air? Oh, no, I did not feed Villa. The show's on, Leah. All right. Bye. All right, well, that was an emergency because Willa Pop, she's wondering if I fed Willa Pop. No, I didn't. If she listened to the program, I...
Which she obviously isn't.
Well, she could have just texted me and said, say on the air whether or not you fed her. I didn't feed Willa Pop, Leah, and I know you're not listening, but that's fine. She knows I'm on the air. She does this as a power grab. You understand this about Leah. And I can say that because she's not listening in. It's a power grab. This is how relationships operate. Do we realize this? So the poor animals, yes, they attack, they murder, they kill...
They slaughter.
Is it their fault? I don't know. They don't know that they're doing something that's not natural.
It's just normal for them.
Well, it is natural. It's their instinctual, their instinctive reaction to a certain situation, isn't it?
Bite, growl, kill, tear, rip.
You can't train an orca, a killer whale, not to kill someone.
But they are called a killer whale.
Yeah, but the bear bit off the fingers, but the bear maybe thought it was a picnic basket.
Hey, boo-boo.
Let me be clear. Let me be clear. I need a teleprompter. Otherwise, I have no idea what to say next. Hey! Hey, Biden!
That was awesome.
I am developing my Barack Hussein Obama impersonation.
Hey, Biden!
Sounds kind of like Yogi Bear.
Let's screw over the Americans. Hey!
He sounds like Yogi Bear. No one else makes that association, but I make that association. Who do you think he sounds like? He is a well-spoken man, this and that, yada yada. As they say, he's a great speaker. Big deal. So was Reagan. So was Clinton. Washington, though, there was a bad speaker.
He mostly had wooden teeth.
Well, but I mean, if we're that worried about Obama being a great speaker, let's put him in on the radio instead of the White House, because he has absolutely no idea what he's doing in the White House. And what this has to do with a bear or a killer whale, I have no idea. Except for the fact that he sounds like Yogi Bear.
Hey! Oh, hey, Biden! Let's pass more legislation to rob the middle class. Hey, let's destroy the middle class.
Which he's doing quite well, by the way. Got money going into the urban school system that is absolute crap. Why do we put money? This is back to what we're talking about in just a few moments here. Why do we give more and more money to the rotten urban school systems that are underperforming? Why do we do that? I'll tell you in just a bit. But right now we got more music on your big hit station. Why not? Don't we want to do it every now and then, Kinospian?
What are we playing? Reaches
a cruel. You ever seen this movie?
No, I don't think
it's
so.
It's fantastic. What is it? True Blood. There will be blood, I mean.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Don't bully me, Daniel.
Great film. I'll tell you what, if you want to feel like you could be good at something, but you don't know how to act when you're good at it, watch that movie. Daniel Day-Lewis in that film is fantastic.
Well, he's dancing around pretty good there.
Yeah, well, it's all about editing. It's fantastic. So back to what the money trail. Where's the money going in America?
Down the drain, probably.
Websites that talk about where the money's going. And when you, let's say you've got two cars, Knospi, and you had two cars for a while there, didn't you?
Yes, I did have two cars.
Let's say you've got your Honda Civic.
Yes.
It's a good car. It performs well. Good gas mileage. The driver could use a little bit of work, but...
Yeah, the driver's an idiot.
But then you had the Grand Am, right? The Grand Am had some issues, right? You sold it, but it's gone, right?
It was fixed up.
It was fixed up. But let's say you got both those cars in your garage, and you know you want to drive one of them. But instead of getting an oil change, they both need oil changes, right?
Okay.
And you know that the Honda Civic is the best car for every God-given reason. It is the best car to drive.
Okay,
You're comparing the Honda Civic, which has less mileage on it than the Grand Am. It's in better shape. It drives smoother. It gets more miles to the gallon. But you end up getting the routine maintenance done on the Grand Am instead.
What am I thinking?
What are you thinking, Kinospi?
I don't think I was thinking.
The Honda Civic performs better, am I right?
Oh, very much so. It's a much better car.
It drives better. It gets better gas mileage. It's a better looking car. It is more of a girl magnet.
Really?
I would think so.
Why doesn't it work then?
What? Don't ruin Kinospi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My analogy.
Okay.
You have to go along here.
Yeah, I've gotten like 4 or 5 different girlfriends.
So, no. That's besides the point. We don't have to get the illusion you get girls. Just that...
I thought I was playing along.
If you're trying to choose between those two cars and which one to get routine maintenance on...
Oh, definitely the Honda
Even
Civic.
Though if you get the routine maintenance, that is the fuel, the oil filter, I should say, and then the tire rotation, and all the fuel checks, that we got to get that brake fluid fixed. We got to get that filled. You know, that anti-lock brake fluid... The steering fluid, that doesn't really exist.
The steering fluid?
That's an old joke. If even after the routine maintenance is done, after you throw $30-$40 into the Grand Am, you know it's still not going to work very good at all. Let's say you put $500 into that car, it still will not function as adequately or as efficiently as the Honda Civic. The Honda Civic has been proven to have a good track record of performance.
Yes.
So in that sense, we know that it makes more sense... It is much more logical to put the money into the Honda Civic. The Grand Am is an afterthought, am I right?
So fix up the better of the two.
Exactly. But you know what we have the politicians doing in Wisconsin?
Screwing us in some way?
Very much so. MPS targets on JS Online.
What's MPS?
Another reason why we're talking about it's the Milwaukee Public Schools.
Okay.
Another reason why we're talking about politics here. And I was gone last week, and Leah was saying, Chad, Hauptmann. She calls me Hauptmann. That's my last name, but she calls me that anyway. Why do you always talk about politics on the air? Because it matters to all of us. It matters to you, the listener, the lovely listener. Oh, see that one? Okay. Well, up to $45 mm-hmm. million dollars in federal funding. $45 million is a lot, right?
It's a good chunk of money.
So let's say instead of $45 into your Grand Am... The underperforming, the disappointing, dilapidated. Now, don't say that it wasn't a car that was good to begin with. It was at one point. The Grand Am was a good car at one point.
Yeah, very much so.
Just broke down. It aged. Maybe you hit a couple things. Maybe you bumped into a couple curbs.
I know. I got hit a couple times when I wasn't in the car.
But the car was underperforming because it had problems. You're not going to stick a bunch of cash into a car that just isn't going to perform. So what they're doing with the school systems, and I know analogies work. Don't tell me they don't. This email Mary.
Oh, not her again.
Is it a coincidence, or am I thinking that this sounds like something I was telling my husband the other day about, mm-hmm. about our marriage? I was telling him about how it's like a box of chocolates. There's a bunch of variety, and you never know what you're going to get next. Mary, you're not original. Forrest Gump, I realize the analogy there you're making, Mary, but what I was trying to do, email Mary, was I was trying to be more creative with the analogy situation. You just alienated everyone that's been listening to this program for the past 25 minutes.
I don't know what's wrong with her to begin with. She's both married and trying to stalk me.
Well, well, bad taste, I guess. Up to $45 million in federal funding can be on the way to help turn around Wisconsin's lowest performing schools, all of which are in the Milwaukee Public School District.
Uh-oh.
The lowest performing schools in Wisconsin are in the MPS, Milwaukee Public Schools District. It's an epidemic of proportions that I will discuss right now. According to newly released documents from the state, what they have to do to get this money, they have to do a turnaround. They need to fire the principal and teachers and hire back no more than 50% of the staff. That sounds reasonable. Am I right?
Well, depends on how many kids per teacher. Because the more is worse.
This isn't the problem. These teachers aren't doing their job. A good teacher can captivate an audience of 5,000. I've seen it before. You see Andy Kaufman on the stage entertaining 5,000 people?
It's not a teacher.
If people aren't laughing, it's an analogy and it works. That is always the excuse is that there's too many students. Bad excuse. I don't buy it for a second. No offense, Kinospi. I don't buy it. I've had lecture halls in college where they had 500 people, or at the very least 200 people. I'm exaggerating by a bit. But that college doesn't cease to be good because the professor can't educate 200 people. Some of the best professors I ever had were ones that didn't need to have a 5-to-1 teacher to student ratio.
More so the college are the kids that want to be there.
These people are bad students. These people are bad teachers. Whoever these people are, they're people, and I can't blame the kids. The kids are kids. Of course, a lot of these are high school students. But one of these issues that they need to address, I guess, according to this article, is the turnaround of removing 50% of the staff. There needs to be closure, this article goes into, closure of the building and send the children to a better performing school. To me, that doesn't sound like that good of an idea, really.
So send the same underperforming kids to a better performing school.
That would be the part that they're saying. But then another area of discussion is they need to restart, it says, close the school and reopen it under a charter school or other professional management agency. Transformation, replace just the principal and focus on the instructional reforms and staff development, whereby you completely eliminate any blame that would be tossed to the way of the teachers.
You got to blame someone. Someone's not doing their work.
You get rid of these teachers. You get rid of the principal. Do you give in a workplace, do you give raises to the worst employees?
No. Why would you?
You don't give raises. You don't give incentives. You don't give promotions to underperforming employees. You give a raise or a promotion to an employee that performs and is a leader among their peers and their coworkers. You don't do the money thing. You don't throw the money thing at teachers that are underperforming. You bring out the hatchet. You say, you're gone. You're gone, you're gone, you're gone. More on this in just a few moments. And we've also got a money discussion. More money. Money, 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 money. 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 Where is the money going? Is it in the private sector or is it in the government sector? The public sector. Where are the jobs, Knospi? Where are the jobs?
They're hiding behind trees.
Where have all the jobs gone? On the way in just a bit, conversation digest. Boom, 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 boom. WNRB LP Wassa 93.3 FM. Can't always be a wordsmith.
Hey, do you like money? I sure do. Would you like to make money? Lots of money? Man, I love money. I love money so much, I bought all the money there is. How did I do it, you ask? Well, first, I went and did... That sounds easy enough, doesn't it? Right after that, I went to the... It sounds so damn simple, even a monkey on crack could do it without messing up. But seriously, folks, the last thing you need to do is dump all your investments into a small company named... Industries, and watch your money grow exponentially. My name is Sammy DeFlorine. And like I always say, you can do it too!
Your station for big hits, WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM, 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 FM.
We have the building surrounded. You cannot escape. Come out with the $136.37 you owe, or I will trigger the explosives. You have 60 seconds to comply. Aha! Got your attention now. Do you have clients that refuse to pay their bill month after month, no matter what you do? Then give us a call, Terrorist Jim's Debt Collection. We'll scare the living bejeebus out of anyone to get what is owed to you. We have it all. Bomb threats, poisoning, sleeper cells, spies, kidnappings, and a couple other things we prefer not to say. Some say we go overboard, but I ask them, is slowly infiltrating over a 30-day time period on a client worth that $75.65 that is owed to you? I say yes, 1,000 times yes. We've been in business for over 50 years, bringing you the best in debt collection. Other collection agencies just send mail that can be discarded and forgot. There's no way they won't notice the burning crater where their house once stood, or their loved ones were stolen. What better way to get what you are owed than by threats of excessive force? Show them that you mean business, and we will show them our business.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well,
you left me. Conversation Digest on 93.3 FM. WNRB-LP Wausau. WNRB-LP. LP. LP. WNRB-LP.
LP.
Where's the money going? It's going into the garbage. It's going into the bad school systems. People have said you complain about the money issue, you don't give any solutions. The solution is, if you're going to spend the money wisely and with fiscal responsibility. Don't toss it at bad schools. Don't do it. And I know...
Don't reward the bad schools.
Make them work for it.
You don't give. You don't give a date. You don't go on a date with a girlfriend you're going to dump tomorrow. You go on a date with a girlfriend that's going to be there for a while, if not forever. The one that will become your wife.
You could go on a date to break up with her in a public place.
Then you're just, you know, you otherwise you can hire someone to do the breaking up with them for you.
Couldn't we do that in the air?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, even if you want to
break people
move,
up.
So, yeah, 842-8390, extension 210. If you've got somebody you want to dump, give us a call. We'll do it for you.
That's a new feature.
Lowest performing school in Wisconsin, not Merrill, not Wausau, not Stevens Point, nowhere around here. Milwaukee African American Immersion High School, located inside the North Division Educational Complex at, well, there's no necessary reason to give the address. It's in Milwaukee. But a lot of these are urban schools, and there's a trend here. And we've thrown money into these schools before, and we never get the results. The money's going towards, I'm assuming, raises. What is the money going to do to a school that's already failing?
What if it's to the teachers with, tenure?
Well, probably is.
Can't fire the people with tenure.
The ramped-up focus on the lowest-achieving schools in each state is in response to the Obama administration's drive to turn around 5,000 of the country's poorest-performing schools over the next 5 years. And we've done this with these failing businesses. If a school is failing, maybe it's time to cut our losses and just close it down. Oh, but the children aren't really getting an education here anyway.
Not if it's a bad school. You're not learning anything.
They're going outside during recess, smoking the cigarettes, coming back in and throwing paper airplanes and not learning anyway. And that's why they're underperforming. They're not learning. So it's time to cut our losses and deal with something different here. Turn the old school into a bar, serve alcohol.
Yikes.
Turn a profit in this area. Why not? Why are we always so eager to save things that are failing? If this show is failing, I wouldn't say let's keep it going barely. Let's hang by a string.
Are we failing?
Let's hang by a thread. No, we're a huge success.
Last week I was failing.
Oh, no doubt about that. Just joking, Kinospi.
Thanks for your support.
Just joking, Kinospi.
I'm going to cry.
So then we've got this brilliant statement by Andrekopoulos.
Andrekopoulos?
Who is he? Or who is she?
Some guy.
Andrekopoulos said the district has a good idea of which turnaround models that will apply for the first group of low performers, but has not finalized which models to apply at each building in the second group. Andrekopoulos has said he does not support the model that includes massive firings because those teachers would just wind up in different district schools. That doesn't make any sense.
If you have a firing on your resume,
unbelievable.
For certain reasons, would you not hire them if you were a different school system?
I think maybe it's time to look at Andrekopoulos and say, Andrekopoulos, is it time that maybe we removed you from your position? Well, but no, my name is Andrekopoulos. You must not remove me because I will end up in a different job elsewhere. You don't refrain from firing someone
William
because they'll
Andrekopoulos.
Get it. Let somebody else, if the Milwaukee public school district is serious about making improvements,
look at that.
They have to be, okay, he's the superintendent.
Of the Milwaukee public schools.
Okay. He's the MPS superintendent. And the reason he doesn't want to fire is because he's got too many friends that are in the MPS, the Milwaukee Public School System. Andrekopoulos, perhaps maybe the reason that you're saying that is that you realize it is an admission of your own guilt if you say the school system is failing to the point where firings are needed. Let's figure that out. The key is not, it does not lie in giving more money to the failing schools. 842-8390-210. No.
Or when we're doing.
Let's just keep on going with this.
Okay.
We'll do that. We'll do that at 50 after the hour.
Sounds good.
So the school system fails, and we're throwing more money at it. It's like the Grand Am. Kenuspie's Grand Am that
it's
he no,
like
no
longer
has.
It's like you're watering a plant that's already dead.
It makes no sense whatsoever. That's a good analogy as well. Other measures the district would need to implement at the schools to qualify for federal funding, such as making a longer day for teachers, tying student growth to teacher evaluation, and rewarding teachers and staff members who make strides with students. No, that is their job. It'll require contractual changes with the Milwaukee Teachers Education, Andragopoulos said. I think the family foundation crumbling before our very eyes has a lot to do with it as well. That's my thought. And then you send these little tots, you send the teenagers, you send the school students to school. They don't learn because the teachers aren't doing their job, and apparently the superintendent is not either.
I'm betting there's at least a couple students in those schools that aren't performing well that actually do want to learn.
Well, probably.
And do something with their life rather than fail miserably at everything.
I need something to cheer me up here. More money, $45 million going to failing schools. It's a great idea. God bless America. God bless the spending. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate it. Oh, my goodness. It's like someone that's addicted to being a shoplifter. They just can't get enough of it. That's what this spending is all about. See, that is the gamble thing. That is the gambling addiction. That is the food addiction, the alcohol addiction. You gotta do it, gotta do it, gotta do it, gotta do it, gotta do it.
Do it more, do it more.
And that's how our politicians in America are behaving. Gotta spend, can't stop spending. I must not stop spending, I need to spend, I have to spend. Can't wait to get out of work today because I gotta spend. Only they're not doing it with their own money, they're doing it with my money. Your money, everyone's money, but their own. By the way, the government employees are doing quite well for themselves, thank you very much. They really are, they're doing quite well, so... No, that line earlier, by the way, that milkshake line, that was from There Will Be Blood, in case you're wondering.
That song was on the soundtrack?
I will drink your milkshake. No, that wasn't. It's just a mix. You know that. Don't play coy with me.
Well, someone has to do it.
No, that's what, well, I guess the Ziflin's not here, so you have to fill in for him, huh?
Yeah. Ugh.
Ziflin's Corner doesn't exist tonight. Play that sounder, though. Do we have the sounder?
No, I didn't put it on the CD.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve the sounder. He's not here. He does not deserve
it. No idea where he's at. No idea.
To come and to take me away. Ho, ho, ha, ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be so happy to see those nice young men.
Oh, jeez. All right, well.
That was kind of...
Before you play something from YouTube on the air, you... Well, no, that is a lyric in there. That is a lyric in that song.
We should actually screen these before we start playing them.
Nothing was said that couldn't be said there, though. That's in the song. About the nice young man coming to... That was just a bloated... Did you hear about Howard Stern and his interaction on the air with statements
I heard that.
Towards Precious?
I didn't hear it, but I read
it. What was so wrong about it? We all know what Stern represents. He's a shock jock. It has been since the early 80s. And the liberals are all up in arms because he made fun of this fat girl from Precious. Big deal. It is a fright. She needs to lose weight. It is sad. If she was a thin girl that went through that horrible stuff she went through in that movie, well, she was an actress, but within the context of the film, do people only fall in love with her because she's quite heavy?
I have no idea.
If she's a thin girl, do they say, no, no, I don't really feel for her at all? And what does Sean Penn say about his enemies? I don't know. I'm just running out of steam here, Kenuspie.
I've noticed that.
Still better than your program last week.
I hate you. But
now
you are right.
Opening up, so. But no, that's the reason that Howard Stern gets in trouble with the ABC News late night. The late night news people, and they're all up in arms because he says that she's a, well, I can't, I won't say because within our show, people expect higher standards from our show, but we've always known what Howard Stern was. We always
it's
knew
no
what he
was.
It's
no big surprise.
So here's a statement by, Sean
What's
Penn.
What's going on here? If it ever plays.
The biggest names in news.
Is that the top?
The The biggest names in news in exclusive one-on-one interviews. Connect with Katy Couric right now at CBSNews.com.
Does it make you angry when people talk about, you know, Sean Penn, the Hollywood star, the movie star, coming in and trying to do something and they're kind of cynical about it?
No.
Do you hate that question?
No.
Yeah, whatever. It's not going to play. So, I mean, I can say what he said. You can say the word on radio. You can say the word on TV. He said he hopes his criticizers get rectal cancer and die. He hopes they die screaming of rectal cancer.
What?
Does that sound like a rational, thoughtful man? That says that about someone that criticizes him. Remember a couple of weeks ago we had those bloggers that were criticizing our program for the way we interviewed someone?
Yeah.
And they went after us. It was fine. They can say that. They can do that. That's a lot of bloggers do that. You know, God bless some of the bloggers. Some of them do some great work. You got to really,
some of them.
You got to pick your way through that discriminately. You have to look for the ones that actually know what they're talking about, and some are good sources.
They weren't actually checking their sources. They're making unfounded
claims. They weren't doing anything.
They're
making personal attacks on somebody, and we just interviewed that somebody. So anyway, so I don't say about these bloggers, I hope they get rectal cancer and die. That's a horrible thing to say. You don't just wish ill upon someone. You don't say, I wish they would get leukemia and die. You don't say, I wish they would get a brain aneurysm and die. You don't say, break a leg to mean that they actually should break the leg.
As reverse good luck.
You don't say you want people to die because they criticize you. What's wrong with Sean Penn? How out of touch is Sean Penn? Very out of touch. No, but he says in this interview, it's a very short snippet. He says something about how he's been out of touch as of late because he's been in the Haiti money-raising tents. He's been in these little tents, and so he's out of touch. And I think no truer statement Sean Penn has ever been given by someone of your walk in life. You're very out of touch, sir. You don't know what the American people are thinking right now. You don't know what normal, everyday Americans are thinking.
We'll talk about, you know, Sean Penn, the Hollywood star,
attractive.
The movie star, coming in and trying to do something, and they're kind of cynical about it.
No.
Do you hate that question?
Who cares
if
he hates the question?
I guess I've been so away from it all.
Isn't that the truth?
In our tent camp in Haiti that I haven't had an awful lot of time to pay attention to them. Do I hope that those people die screaming of rectal cancer? Yeah.
And she laughs. She obviously believes what the guy's saying.
What
a horrible human being. Sean Penn's a horrible human being. Dedicate my whole show to someone like him who's just a horrible human being. I don't say I want the bloggers to even get a cold. What do I care? They have their opinion. As underdeveloped as they are, as ridiculously unfair as those statements were that those bloggers were making about us, I looked at it this way. Even if they weren't listening to the program, which I think maybe they weren't.
Odds are they weren't.
They noticed us as a provider of entertainment, as a provider of information, and that is when you truly know you're getting noticed by people.
But they weren't actually listening to us.
Remember that one weekend, that one Friday evening where the show was wrapping up, Knospi?
Yes.
And someone called up. He was quite angry, and I won't say the issue because, sir, if you're listening, I was glad you called in that night. I encourage you to call. Maybe you'll remember what I'm talking about. I encourage you to phone in again. But anyway, so anywho, this guy very obviously agreed with absolutely nothing I said on that show about political issues.
Wasn't he very angry at you?
Well, he seemed as such. He asked me if I knew at all what I was talking about. I said, sir, I'm not. I pretty much told him, look, I'm not an expert. We do the show for free. Email Mary. You always tell them, well, this is an old email. Why do you always tell about not? It's a show. We don't say we're experts on the money. We don't say we're experts on comedy or politics or even satire. We're just doing it for fun, and also it looks good on our resume. That would be Knuspy's reason for doing the program.
It looks good on a resume?
Well, you're always interviewing for other jobs. You're trying to better yourself as an IT expert.
Yes,
speaking of which, the live stream
is
up and working right now. It is operational. There will be other weeks, other shows that don't come in because the live stream will be affected by fat button pushing fingers. Am I right, people?
Mouse, clicky, wrong thing.
842-8390, extension 210. Do you think that someone criticizing you, does it give you the right to say that person should die? Do you believe that? Is it something that in America we've become so sensitive to a criticism from others that we want them to perish, to suffer at the hands of a criticizer. Sean Penn's criticizing them, so he is saying, suffer at my hands. He is the Grim Reaper. He's now wishing death upon people. Whatever. But what was that criticism about? It was about his glorified approach to helping people in Haiti. Wanting the publicity, being in the tent of help for Haiti. I don't want Sean Penn to die. I want him to shut up or something, but no, I don't even want that. I love him talking.
It gives you more things to talk about.
Gives me more things to talk about. It actually makes someone say, well, maybe Hauptmann isn't so stupid. Listen to what he says, and then listen to what Sean Penn says. Oh, what Sean Penn says was so ridiculous. Compared to Hauptmann, Sean Penn's a real moron. He is the true moron, Sean Penn.
Oh, okay.
But Hauptmann, he knows what he's talking about. He's a lot younger and a lot less successful than Sean Penn, despite Sean Penn's stupidity. Oh, he's such a success story. That's how
Chad
I know
Hauptmann
the American
is,
dream.
Or Sean Penn is.
The American dream is not dead. Because if it was, morons like Sean Penn wouldn't be getting fame and fortune thrown at him. I'm not that successful. I'm having a tough time in Obama's America just keeping work. But it makes you wonder. Maybe the best, most talented people just don't go anywhere in life. Maybe they're the most undersold people in American history is those that try the hardest and get nowhere. Because right now, I'm not getting much of anything done.
Neither am I.
Like the lady at the zoo with her fingers chopped off.
That's kind of funny.
Bear. I feel bad for the woman. She didn't really need her fingers chopped off.
She's a drunkard going
in
and feeding bears with her hands.
You've done dumb things on alcohol before yourself. The worst part of that
story... Yeah, but I never lost any fingers.
No, but that was the worst part was that little kid was there, and that kid will always remember that. Oh, but he's 3. He won't
probably
remember
things. Probably turn into a serial killer.
No. People may not understand that about kids. They do take it to heart when they see something that authentically awful and that tragic. When they're 3, that stays in their head. Whether it's at a level of consciousness or subconsciousness, that gore, that violence will be in the mind of the kid.
Don't forget the excessive screaming.
Oh, the screaming?
Yeah, you get your fingers bit off. You're going to scream.
I thought you said streaming.
Streaming? No, the live stream is up, but I'm talking excessive screaming from getting your fingers bit off.
Yeah, there'd be quite a bit of it. And, but that story, that... We've had a lot of these animals gone wild stories as of late. Is it nature responding to the crap we're pulling? I don't know.
Hopefully. Finally getting
are
back at us.
Animals finally saying enough is enough. We don't want to be domesticated anymore. I've always said that I don't disagree with zoos. I disagree with zoos that don't give animals space to roam. An animal needs room to roam.
Huge areas.
Huge areas. We have the land, but we don't give it to them.
Because we want to see the animals right next to the fence.
Is Dan Rather a racist? You be the judge. You know, we're all hypersensitive. What do you think here? What do we say, Dan Rather, Mr. Rather? Because you're a true American pioneer in broadcasting. I don't know where it's at. This is probably the show where we get removed from the air.
Hopefully not. When's the Hollywood Minute coming up?
How about right now?
Oh, should I get that going?
Yeah, I may as well. Hollywood Minute coming up in just a moment here, and then more on the discussion of money. Where's it going? Private sector versus public sector. Which one's actually succeeding? And you may not be surprised. You probably will be, because you didn't think it was going this way. That and much, much more. 842-8390, extension 210. Hollywood Minute, Conversation Digest, WNRBLP.
When you talk about a triumph, though, part of the undertow in the coming election is...
Yeah, that was your Hollywood Minute. On Conversation Digest, WNRBLP.
It was under a minute.
Dan Rather said something about Barack Hussein Obama, President Barack Hussein Obama, selling watermelons.
Or couldn't sell a watermelon.
Couldn't sell a watermelon. Well, everything about that's wrong. If I had said that, I would be in trouble. But you know the difference between me and Dan Rather? I'm not a racist. I don't see it like that. It's always been with people like Dan Rather about race with the election of Barack Hussein Obama. It has nothing to do with race. Who cares what color anyone is? If someone doesn't vote for me, I don't want them to not vote for me because I'm white. I want them to vote for me because I'm a moron.
Wait.
To not vote for me.
Yeah.
By the way, no, we do vote for morons in America. We do.
Well,
I said that right the first time around.
Concerned, there are lots of morons.
But this was on Chris Matthews' show, Hardball, I'm assuming. And Dan Rather says that the Republicans will try to utilize situations like the lack of health care reform being passed to prove that Barack Hussein Obama is an ineffective leader, he's inexperienced, and that he can't even sell watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
If that had been someone like Rush Limbaugh or Don Imus saying that about Barack Hussein Obama, they would be in much, much trouble.
And their show would be canceled.
But instead of doing that, Clay Matthews plays with the Green Bay Packers. Chris Matthews buries the statement, hushes Dan Rather up, and starts talking about something completely different. And that's that double standard in American media. And that's why I like to say things on the air that are truly reflective of my beliefs. Because the one area that is dominated by logic is probably talk radio. I don't think Hollywood... Do you think Hollywood's out of touch, Kinespe?
I think most anything's out of touch these days.
I think that Hollywood's out of touch. I think the major news networks, NBC, CBS, and ABC, very out of touch.
It's more sensationalist news than anything else.
Yeah. It really is. But it's how you sell yourself. If a radio program sells itself as such, I am about news. I give the truth via objectivity. There is no subjectivity. There is, of course, subjectivity in a program like Conversation Digest. There, of course, is subjectivity. But Dan Rather will go on the nightly news for his entire career.
Didn't he get fired for something?
He got in trouble for some racist comment, I believe. But what you see, what happens with Dan Rather is he goes on the news and sells it as news. It is not news. Much of it is your opinion. Geraldo Rivera never gave news. Bill O'Reilly doesn't give the news, but he calls it the no spin zone. It is spin. It's absolute spin. But everyone does it these days. Everyone
does.
Doesn't
mean it's right.
Doesn't mean it's right. The BBC is doing it too, Kinespe. The BBC does that constantly.
Okay.
You think they're going to give an honest opinion on the monarchy in Britain?
Probably not.
Exactly. They're not going to give you an honest opinion on the power of the power passed to the bloodline. They're not going to tell you how that genetic gene pool is diminished and not working too well towards the overall power movement in Britain. All right.
Yikes.
I say we cut it short tonight.
How short?
End it right now.
Well, we should at least fill up 5 more minutes.
We can do that with music.
What do you want to... How about we discuss something really stupid?
How are you doing these days, Kinespe?
I hate you.
The Ziffelman's not here, and there's a reason for that. Whatever that reason is, it's unbeknownst to us. I have no idea. He could be listening to the live stream. If he is in Merrill, Wisconsin, Ziffelman, where are you at? And I know Merrill, because he would say, well, you just said I'm in Merrill, and I'm in Merrill. Beep, beep, beep.
Oh.
He might be listening on the live stream if you want to hear that live stream. If you're in your car and you're leaving town, but you've got your laptop next to you, so you're like, well, I'm leaving Wausau, going down to Stevens Point for some adult beverage time because the bars in Wausau are just not cutting it any longer. I'm going to Stevens Point. I need a way to party, but I have to listen to Conversation Digest. I'm driving down on 51 South.
Then how do you do that?
You
record it.
You grab your computer, your laptop.
Unless you have some sort of wireless internet hooked up to it.
Yeah, well, no, that's what my assumption would be. And you just listen. You're not listening to an archive. You're just listening to the live stream on the laptop that's in your vehicle because you got a wireless network going on.
Well, and so you go to famous phone at least.
You can go to famousashtray.com and you can listen to it on the live stream.
Famousashtray.com.
Or if you're at home and you've got the TV version of the fireplace blazing on the TV.
That's always nice to see.
DVD. And that's nice. And you hear the crackling and you see the
feels like a real
orange
fire
and yellow colors coming at you and making it feel like a relaxing evening in north central Wisconsin, but you need some other audio. Conversation Digest is on the air. We're the gateway to the weekend, and there's a lot more we have to talk about before
whistling
we...
whistling the mic?
I don't know. My gums are hurting.
Oh.
I don't think I whistled.
I know. I heard a whistle, unless I'm going crazy.
Yeah, that would be the short of it.
I might have been going crazy for a long time now. Good thing I'm on the air.
Yeah.
Are we done now?
No. I think we're going to go for another hour. I've been thinking about it.
But you just got done saying that
we're
going to...
Don't listen to me.
But I want
to hear what Howard Stern said about that fat girl in Precious.
Can you find it?
Here it goes.
I wonder if it's going to have some bad words in it.
No, there are no bad words. I already listened. I actually do diligence. I do due diligence. Do, D-U-E, diligence.
Howard Stern in some hot water with critics this morning, and it relates to Gabourey Sidibe. He was watching the Oscars. Of course, she's the brilliant up-and-coming actress.
Brilliant.
Precious, and he had some sort of distasteful
she
remarks
about her.
She skipped
school to go to the audition.
Well, she probably went to a Milwaukee
school. For best
school,
actress, Sandra Bullock, and then you go, there's Helen Mirren, and there's Meryl Streep, 16-time nominee. And then you go, and there's the most enormous fat black chick I've ever seen. She is enormous.
Well, everybody's pretending that she's a part of showbiz.
She's never going to be in another movie. What movie is she going to be in? Blindside 2, she could be the football
she
player.
She could be...
She could take out the whole front line.
No, that's a
Plus,
good
it
joke.
Was almost like they had to sit around the aisle because they didn't have a chair.
Looked like she took up two chairs.
Can I ask you, are you Robin Quivers?
And Robin Quivers talking about...
Am I?
Well, you kind of like the, you know.
I'm not the voice of reason, I can tell you that.
And Robin is not terribly thin either.
Right. And just to be clear, too, she is a working actress still. She just landed a couple of roles in a new show on Showtime called The Big C and also in a movie called Yelling at the Sky. So, Gabourey, pay no attention.
And if you see...
You know what? She should pay attention because she's a heart attack waiting to happen, that poor young lady. And, of course, Howard Stern brings up the race part of it. But Robin Quivers is African-American.
Yes.
Robin Quivers did indicate that she agreed with Howard Stern.
So doesn't that validate it, then?
The young woman from Precious needs to lose a lot of weight. God
That's
bless
very,
her.
Very unhealthy.
But is she a genius actress, like they say on ABC Nightly News? No, she's not. I didn't see the film completely. I've seen parts of it. But, I mean, I can pretty much do what she did in Precious.
Cry?
Did she cry? I'm sure she
I
did.
I assume she's crying.
But you can't say anything in America without getting criticism any longer. It's like these bloggers that say, oh, you didn't do this. Oh, you didn't do that. Oh, you would have done it so much better if you were me. No, sir.
Well,
and
we invited them to call
yes,
up or be on the
show.
If
they were willing to come on the air, and it's like these two clowns on ABC Nightly News, and I normally do disagree with Howard Stern a lot of things. But he has been on the air for a long time, and he can say things without... Well, okay, we're at the top of the hour. Be back in just a moment here. Bathroom break or whatever. You're listening to WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM. This is a big hit station. So who saw Precious? Was that young, large girl?
Is it even out in the theaters?
A great actress? It's out in the theaters. Limited, probably. They're just angry because Precious didn't win the Oscar.
Howard Stern's angry?
Oscar should... No, the liberals on ABC Nightly News. That's a late night show. And you can say, oh, Houtman... Not you, Knuspy. Don't get offended.
No, I wasn't assuming.
Can you say they're liberal? It's not hard to figure out. I can see it from a mile away. I'm conservative. I can see it. They can see who I am. That's why I had trouble in college, because they always knew what I thought before I even said it. Oh, don't say it.
Oh, Houtman's going to talk.
Oh,
no. Don't let him. Don't
even
let the
conservative
talk.
Even though they never learned my name, because they didn't let me talk anyway. I was outnumbered by a ratio of 50-1.
Uh-oh, that one guy's going to talk again.
Oh, great. So Precious, well, you know, Howard Stern is not in hot water. He can say whatever he wants to say within reason, I suppose. There's nothing truly bad about...
That's what he's getting paid for.
He described what she looked like. Is there any harm in that? Not too sure I understand. I will say, Americans are concerned about their health care and this reform. Oh, the Obama administration, they want to take such good care of us by making us pay for 20 million people that have no health care. I don't have health insurance. I have none. A Band-Aid, that's what I have for health insurance.
Don't eat it.
Bactine in case I get cut. Oh, I got vitamin C. I got antioxidants and green tea. I don't have health insurance. But this whole political health care reform, bunch of nonsense. It's not making any steam whatsoever. So the health care reform, maybe the best thing we can do is lose some weight. And Precious,
speaking
my
of,
Precious,
read that one comment at 8:32.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what are we thinking about Obama these days? Well, we all know what I've thought right from the start. I've never hid my perception of Barack Hussein Obama. Never. I never have. I felt it was an illusion right from the start. I had a brilliant story that I'm going to play in a bit here about iconography. And it's about symbols and icons. And we fall for it all across America every single day of our life. You see the Mickey Mouse ears. You see the Miller Lite can. You fall for the symbols. Brand association can us be.
Like Kleenex.
You do it too. Kleenex, not so much. Not sure what you're getting at there.
Well, Kleenex is all for any tissue paper.
Well, that's something altogether different.
Oh.
Well, that's brand. I guess that's called something in particular, but I don't know what it's not. It's not iconography. I know what you're getting at, though. It's like you're calling everything by the same name.
Yeah, like floating spinning disc is called a frisbee.
But where are we at with liberals like Michael Moore? Oh, where are we at with him and his perception of where Obama and the Democrats are headed?
A lot of people think fiber can.
No, but see, you can't play that, lady, because we don't play commercials, not real commercials, on WNRBLP, and that's for Metamucil.
Lady.
Do you really think she needs Metamucil?
I don't know. She's on a bike.
I don't think she needs it. That's not the kind of thing she needs. So let's get moving here on what Michael Moore thinks about Barack Obama.
Obama?
Oh, Joy Behar. Oh, she's such a mess.
Let's talk about the Democrats who really are on my last nerve.
Yeah.
First of all,
that's generous. they're on no nerve with me.
I mean, they are dropping all over the place, and we're going to lose the whole Congress.
That's
how
she said we.
That's correct. Yeah. As I've said on my
she's
website,
one of them.
They're in for an ass whooping of biblical proportions. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If they don't turn this around right now, if they don't change, they don't do the job they were sent there to do, it's all over for
they're
them.
They're doing the job they were sent there to do to change
Obama
America.
We're
fulfilling
their
promises.
Thing about, you know, reaching over the other side. That's really, who cares?
Yeah, no more kumbaya.
No, we're done with that.
Right.
And I don't know if he has it in his personal character, his personality,
right,
to be strict like Bush
which is
was.
A good thing and a bad thing, because it actually, because I think he is a decent person, because I think he has a good heart.
He's a gentleman.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I think he really came in there with wanting, he's not going to give up his own personal political beliefs, but I think he really did want to, you know, figure out how to work with them. When they come into town, when the Republicans win, mm-hmm, they get in their Hummers and they barrel down Pennsylvania Avenue with all guns.
See,
blazing.
This is the kind of crap that I deal with, Knospy.
And these are the laws we're going to pass, and that's that. That's not the Democratic way.
Why? Why can't we do that?
Because we don't like to start wars. We're like a peaceful people.
Well, he's in Afghanistan.
Like,
he's in the war.
Well,
he's doing it.
He inherited a war that, again, he doesn't have the wherewithal to say, you know what, that is a mistake. It wasn't a mistake to go after the killers of 9/11. But
all right, I'm done with you, Michael Moore. So pretty much what they're saying is that Obama's too nice of a guy to do what he wants to do in America.
So that's how they're justifying it?
I don't get what's going on around here. Joy Behar, she's a mess.
Who gave her a show anyway?
Oh, I don't even want to say who gave her the show. Oi! That's how she talks. She's like a Brooklyn accent. Sometimes I get into that Brooklyn accent.
Does anyone from The View automatically get their own show then?
Well, some of them should get their own show. She's not one of them. She's a stand-up comedian, gone political activist, gone TV show host. And she's awful. You see this language? Do you hear this language that Michael Moore and Joy Behar use? We are a fun or peaceful people.
We.
They don't want to include conservatives in the broad spectrum of the discussion of Americans. I don't see it that way. If I know a Democrat, a liberal Democrat, they're still an American. I don't try to, well, I guess I have done that for the majority of my youth. Oh, those silly liberals. This is still a show about common sensism. It just so happens that common sensism, by definition, is very conservative. I'm very close to conservatism, and that's what I'm getting at there. But you know, the top shows in America are hosted by conservative talk show hosts.
Is Dr. Laura conservative?
Dr. Laura is conservative, yes. See, the problem with conservative talk radio is that it's lampooned by the liberals. When really, you look at this, Knospi.
I'm looking.
You look at it with your own two eyes. You've got great eyesight.
Well, I would hope I would look
you
at it
with my own
eyes.
You know that the liberals control the majority of every other type of entertainment in America. They control the movies. They control the TV shows. They tried talk radio, but it failed miserably. It's called Air America, and it went bankrupt, and then they tried it again, and then their beatnik, fun-loving corner piece, Al Franken, oh, he got elected. He's going to do what he did to Air America while he's in office.
Driving it into the ground?
If he does in his office position in Minnesota what he did to Air America, he'll be buried before you and I can get off the show tonight.
Oh, no, not
which
that fast.
Might be in about 5 minutes. I don't know. 842-8390, extension 210. So do we agree with people like Michael Moore and Joy Behar? Did you vote for Barack Obama? And will you say, look, he's doing a great job? Or will you say that, look, the guy is dropping the ball and America's going down the crapper? Are Americans angry, Knospi? I need to know. You're the voice of the people. Are they angry? What do you say? What do you want me to believe about the way America's going, Knospi?
If we're not angry, then we're not people. If you're not angry, then something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
I think that's what I meant. It didn't come out.
Well, Willa Pop is angry when those other dogs come into the yard, but that's a totally different reason.
No, it's her fault because the other dogs are out there.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the truth?
With that one dog down the street.
Well, that's what we saw on the way to the studio about 3 weeks ago, right? With my neighbor lady.
Wasn't that four weeks?
I suppose we can get this.
Because that was the last time the Ziffelman was on the show.
Yeah, it's been a while. 1999 since Ziffelman's been on the air. I suppose we can drop the political discussion, go back to the sweet little Willa Pop update. Bow! Doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. Nah, I don't want to do that either.
Are we done?
What do we have left on the table?
A bunch of table scraps.
Suppose we can
come back
do some cross-promotion. If you want to listen to other types of programming on WNRBLP, what shows are out there? And I've been listening to this station a lot. A lot of shows.
Do we do this one?
A lot of shows do not cross-promote us. I don't know if I've heard us cross-promoted by anybody
other
than Michael Bowman or otherwise Dr. Rent or otherwise Marshall
Law.
You
want to do that one?
Let's do what's left on the table. It's on Sundays from 9 to 10 p.m. by Michael E. Bowman. I will do this in my impersonation of him. Each week, come discover the six hottest Hollywood stories from the past week as compiled by me, the host Michael E. Bowman, and his name so is Biff Mendelsohn. Join them on a foray into the depths of morality or immorality the stars link to each week as they try to come up to an understanding as to why these things happen to America's most glamorous personalities. That thing doesn't read like a good book. It reads like a horrible book. Put some pictures in here.
Written in under a fifth grade level?
Yeah. Okay, so that's Table Scraps, also more accurately known as What's Left on the Table, presents Hollywood Sludge. That's on Sunday evenings from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., and he will be on the air more actively these days now
There's no football.
NFL season has come to a close. What else do we have playing on WNRBLP, the airwaves, throughout the weekdays?
We have The Mix with host Kenneth McVeigh at Fridays 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., playing all kinds of music from country to pop to rock and roll. The show will help you end your week and begin your weekend.
I don't think he's ever cross-promoted us. I listen to him every week. I've never heard him cross-promote us. But you know what? We're going to take the high road and still, we're going to cross-promote all these people. We got the Underground. Martial Law is on this evening, I'm assuming, at 10 p.m., and he's on until 12 a.m., the witching hour. The Underground is the resistance to boring corporate radio. Attention, attention. This station's been taken over by Martial Law. Is that how that sounder goes for him, or what?
I think so.
Martial Law, he only plays the best unsigned and indie label hard rock, heavy metal, and alternative bands from around the world.
Oh.
Oh. Old.
So,
Yeah, just Dr. Rent's up next there. We got a sheet for him.
Yeah, someone actually reprinted Dr.
Good old
Rent's.
Dr. Rent.
No one's going to steal it this time. Anyway, Dr. Rent show, Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m. I might have gotten this wrong last week, but now I'm getting it right because I actually have a sheet. With host John Fisher? It says it on there, so I should say that. The Dr. Rent show addresses weekly topics that have to do with renting. Show topics cover tenant issues and concerns as well as landlord issues and concerns. Every Thursday morning on the Dr. Rent blog, citizenwasa.com/Dr. Rent, D-R-R-E-N-T, there is a preview of this week's radio program and a brief recap of last week's show.
And what else do we have on this fine station of ours? We've got Shablong Her, Hmong Patio Conversation, Saturdays from 12 noon to 1 p.m., every show is filled with music, news, entertainment, and a special topic for discussion. We also got DJ Yang Yang, another one that never cross-promotes us. I know this because I listen. Respect Radio, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. He plays Roots Reggae, Conscious Vibrations, Higher Vibrations, Only Roots. Well, if he only plays Roots, then why is he also playing Conscious Vibrations?
I don't know. It doesn't make much sense, but... What does these days?
Nothing. Can I speak? I think the live stream's down again.
Why? What happened?
Craig just said blank. Are you done? Oh. No, that's making reference to the text. So, no, we've got that, and that's on 4 to 6 p.m.
Are we done?
On, yeah, probably. All right, join us each and every week. Back to 2 hours next week, I suspect.
I wonder if the Zippelman's going to be on the show next week.
I don't know, unless he faces a suspension, which he may. All that, much, much more. If you would like to hear archived episodes of Conversation Digest, by all means.
Where would you have to go for that?
FamousAshtray.com. That's all one word, FamousAshtray.com. And listen next week, and if you would like to, I should say. And Martial Law's on in about 2 hours and 47 minutes. Up in just a bit, Looped Radio Music. On your big hit station, 93.3 FM, WNRBLP, blah, blah, blah.
Holy jeez, you're listening. Got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website, FamousAshtray.com, in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.